请听众们来读起出圣经。
Let's read a few verses from the Bible.
头一次我们读约翰福音二十章。
Let's first read John chapter 20.
二十章。约翰福音二十章最后一节三十一节。
Read John chapter 20, the last verse, verse 31.
但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
再翻到约翰一书第二章
Let's now turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章第一节到十一节
1 John chapter 2 verses 1 through 11.
我小子们啊我将这些话写给你们是要叫你们不犯罪若有人犯罪在父那里我们有一位忠保就是那义者耶稣基督
1 John chapter 2 verse 1 My little children I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin and if anyone sins we have an advocate with the Father Jesus Christ the righteous
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭不是单为我们的罪也是为普天下人的罪
And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. By this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I have come to know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
凡遵守主道的爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的从此我们就知道我们是在主里面
But whoever keeps his word in him the love of God has truly been perfected By this we know that we are in him
在这里那个爱神的心应该是说神的爱在他里面实在是完全的
In the Chinese translation it says the English translation says that the love of God has truly been perfected in him.
人都说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。
Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard.
再者我所写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining.
人都说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。
The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now.
爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他并没有半点的缘由。
The one who loves his brother abides in the light and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness.And does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
再翻到第五章第三节。
Let's turn now to 1 John chapter 5, verse 3.
我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
在这里说，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
Says here that his...Commandments are not burdensome.
第十八节，我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。十八节。
In verse 18, we know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him.
好，我们读经就读到这，先低头有点祷告。
So this concludes our Bible reading for now. Let us bow our heads for another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，因着你恩典，我们能一同再聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that by your grace we can gather before your throne once again.
我们求你在这一段时间里面亲自来分别为圣，我们心思意念。
Lord, we pray that at this time you would consecrate our entire selves to you.
And
here we'll be able to, through your word, hear your voice. The Holy Spirit would bring us before your throne. That here there is no separation between us. We all await upon you. And we thank you that you are the God who speaks, and today you are speaking in us. Give us an ear that can hear and a spirit that can be taught. We trust that your word will not return empty handed. We ask that you would build us up, that we would be a useful vessel for you. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我想和弟兄姊妹继续来交通约翰一书。
I'd like to continue to share with the brothers and sisters about the book of 1 John.
我们知道使徒约翰他写了三本书信。
We know that Apostle John wrote three letters.
头一本就是约翰福音。
One of the first books he wrote is the Gospel of John.
我们知道约翰福音开头就告诉我们说, 太初有道, 道与神同在, 道就是神。
We know that in the beginning of John, he wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And one day, that Word became flesh and came down to earth. To make the invisible God manifest. So we know that our Lord Jesus did many things and said many things here on earth. And at the end of the Gospel of John, he wrote that these things were written so that you may know that Jesus Christ is Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
叫你们信他，因着信他的名就可以得着生命。
And that believing in His name, you would have eternal life.
所以我们看一样福音。 他的目的呢，是叫我们相信耶稣基督，他是神的儿子。
So we see that the purpose for John to write his gospel is to for us to believe in Jesus.
因着相信他，我们就得到这个生命，就得到这个永远的生命。
That in believing in him, we would have this life, this eternal life.
然后约翰，使徒约翰第二卷书就是约翰书信。
And John's second letter was the letters of John.
他一开头也告诉我们说，论到那起初原有的生命之道。
And in the beginning of First John, he wrote, "What was from the beginning, what we have heard."
他告诉我们这个生命之道就是神的儿子耶稣基督，他已经显现出来了。
It is regarding the Lord Jesus that He has already been manifested.
并且我们可以来经历来认识他。
And that we can experience and know Him.
所以这个让我们看见，当我们有约翰福音，因着信耶稣基督得到这个生命以后，
So we see that John, after he received this life,
这个生命是可以经历的，
that this life is something that we can all experience.
所以使徒一开头告诉我们说，这个生命是我们所听见、所看见过的，是亲手摸过的，是实实在在的。
So he says in the beginning of 1 John, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have touched with our hands, this is something that is true.
我们知道使徒在这里讲到这些经历，不是单单只是在他当初在肉身里面对主耶稣的认识经历。
And he wants us to know that this isn't just what he experienced when Jesus Christ was here in the flesh.
而是讲到我们在圣灵里面如何认识经历这个永远的生命。
But how through the Holy Spirit we can all come to know and experience.
借着这个认识经历，也更多看见认识这个生命有什么特性，也来享受这个生命的丰富。
That we may be able to understand the characteristics of this life and to experience its fullness.
而使徒约翰所写的第三卷书就是启示录。
And the next book that Apostle John wrote was Revelation.
启示到末了时候，我们看见有圣城耶路撒冷从天上降临。
And at the end of Revelations, we see that the holy city came down from heaven.
城中有神的荣耀,
and in the city was the glory of God.
那这一座圣城乃是里面都是金金，都是许多宝贵的各样的宝石所建造起来的。
And we see that the city was made of pure gold and many precious stones.
这一座圣城是什么呢? 就是教会。
And what is this city? It is the church.
最后我们看见教会在那里彰显神的荣耀。
And we see in the end, the church manifests the glory of God.
这就是我们所得到的生命最高最荣耀的一个表现，就一切在那里彰显神的事迹。
And so this is the highest expression of the life that we have within us, that in the end we would display the glory of God.
所以从约翰所写的三本书里面，我们可以看见。
So through these three sets of books that the Apostle of John has written, we can see that through Jesus Christ, we have received this eternal life. And that here on earth, we can experience and understand this life. And that through living a life, we can experience the fullness of the life.
而到最后，我们看见这个生命到将来就要一切要显明，彰显神的自己，神的荣耀。
And at the end, this life will display and the glory of God.
这是生命最高的一个表现，就是神的自己能够从这个生命里面完全被表明出来。
So this is the highest expression of this life, that in the end, that the life will be able to display the.
一切所看见都是神的自己,
and that all that others will see is the Lord Himself.
用什么？这就是神拯救我们的一个目的.
This is the purpose for which.
这是我们今天整个生命经历的一个过程.
And this is the condition of our life today.
所以罗马书第八章，保罗在那里告诉我们.
So in Romans chapter 8, Paul tells.
神有一个永远的旨意.
That the Lord has an eternal purpose.
因着这个永远旨意，神在那预定的一些人就把他们招来.
So, because for His eternal purpose, the Lord has selected and chosen.
而这些招来的人，就神就称他们为义.
For those He's called, He has justified.
而这些被神所称为义的人，最终他们要得到荣耀.
And in the end, those that He justified will receive His glory.
用什么？这就是我们今天生命的整个的一个完整的过程.
So this is the entire condition of our
life. 这是神拯救我们的一个目的.
And this is the purpose for which God.
所以我们说到这样书信乃是讲到一本经历的书.
So we see that the books of John are an experiential.
当我们有一样福音，我们就可以来到约翰的书信.
Once we receive the gospel, we can come to the letters of John.
当我们因着相信主耶稣基督，我们得到这个永远的生命.
Once we believe in the Lord and we have received eternal life,
我们借着这个生命可以与他交通，我们借着这个生命，我们可以开始在这样经历这个生命到底有什么特性。
Once we receive the gospel, we can experience this life and see what it has in store for us.
所以弟兄们，当我们有这个生命的时候，自然而然我们在这里就能够明白约翰在这里所交通给我们是什么事情。
So once we have received it's like we can understand what John has written here.
我们借着经历，我们认识这个生命更多。
And through experience, we understand this life more.
所以弟兄姊妹，重生是一个非常重要的一个关键。
So brothers and sisters, being born again is very important.
所以是对尼哥底母说，你必须要重生。
The Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again.
因为尼哥底母想要来问神关于神的事。
Because Nicodemus came to the Lord to inquire about the things of the Lord.
所以是这样说，你必须重生，你若不重生，你就不能进神的国；你若不重生，你就不能见神的国。
And Lord Jesus said to him, "You must be born again. If you're not born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
只有一个重生得救的人，他才能够明白神的事情。
Only someone who is born again will be able to understand the things of the Lord.
只有一个从上头生的人，才能明白天上的事情。
Only someone who's born from above would understand.
因为使徒在这里所交通写信给我们，他不是论到地上的事情。
So when John wrote these letters to us, he's not talking about things here on earth.
他是论到一个属灵的事情，论到神国里面的事情。
He's talking about spiritual things, about things in heaven.
所以除非我们是一个重生得救的人，我们有重生的生命在我们里面。
So unless we have this new life within us, that we are born again.
我们现在在这里就开始要经历来认识这个生命到底它有哪些的特性。
then we would be able to experience this life and see what it has in store for us.
耶稣告诉我们说，这个是一个能够与神交通的一个生命。
John tells us that this is a life that has a communion with the Lord.
只有人有神的生命才能与这个生命的神有来往有交通。
Only someone who has this new life will be able to fellowship and communicate with the Lord.
用这么与神能够交通是个极大的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, being able to fellowship with the Lord is a great.
因为从前我们在罪当中，我们是一在神来看是一个死了的人，没有生命的人。
Because before we accepted the Lord, we were in the Lord's eyes a dead people.
我们是与神隔绝的人。
We were separated from God.
但是感谢神，有一天我们相信了主耶稣基督，我们得到这个永远的生命。
But we thank the Lord that one day we believed in the Lord Jesus and we have received this new
我们可以与神有交通有来往了。
And now we can have fellowship and communicate with the Lord.
我们借着这个交通来往，我们更深的认识他。
And through this fellowship, we come to understand and know Him.
更多的经历他。
And more experience.
我们说到这个经历，就是讲到一种生活。
So this experience we're talking about is a kind of life.
我们每天在地上经历很多事情。
Every day on earth, we experience many things.
这就成为我们整个生活的一个内容。
And this becomes the content of our life.
所以我们看见一个有生命的人，他必定有生活。
So we see someone who has life has to live.
也是借着生活把他这个生命有什么特性把它表明出来。
And in living, he demonstrates the kind of life.
我们看见神造许多。
We see that the Lord has created many living things.
每一种活物都有不同的生命。
And all these living things have a different kind of life.
我们怎么知道这些活物它生命有什么特性呢？
How do we know what kind of character that these living things have?
我们从它生活的表现里面，我们来看这个活物它生命有什么，它这个活物有什么特别特性。
So by examining how these living things live. We can see what kind of life that they have.
我们看飞鸟，它天上飞，我们就知道它生命是一个飞翔的一个生命。
So when we look in the sky, we see birds flying. We see that so their life is one with that has.
我们看鱼在水里游，我们就知道这个它生命是一个在水中生活的一种生命。
And so we look at fish and they swim in underwater. So we see.
所以每一种生命，它借生活把它的特性把它表明出来，让人可以认识它。
So. Through how they live, we can see the character of their life.
我们看这起初这也有生命，主耶稣基督，他来到地上成为人。
So we see the Lord Jesus, He came down to earth, became man.
他借地上33年半的生活，把他生命的特性把它表明出来。
And that in His living, 33.5 years, we see the kind of life that He has
displayed. 让人呢可以认识他，他里面的生命有什么特性。
That to let other people know him, to see what is special about his life.
所以当主耶稣生活在地上的时候，我们看见犹太人从那生活、从那话语里面，他们来认识这个生命是一个圣洁的生命，是一个公义的生命。
So we see that the Jews, when they saw the Lord Jesus, they learned that his life was one that is.
他对人是那么仁爱，他对人是那么慈爱。
He is patient and kind.
所以耶稣身上所有美丽的生命，就是借着他的生活把它表明出来。
That all the characteristics of his life, he lived out.
所以许多人就在那经历到这个生命的一个扶持，经历到这个生命的帮助。
So that all of those around him received from him the effect of his.
他们就可以认识主耶稣，他是怎样一种生命的人。
So that they can understand the Lord Jesus, what kind of person.
所以生命是一个非常具体的东西，不是一个空洞、用虚幻的东西。
So life is a very active thing, not an empty.
所以使徒一开头就告诉我们说，这个生命是我们所经历、我们所看见过、所亲近过、所亲手摸过的，是那么实实在在的。
So John said to us. This life that we have heard, we have seen with our eyes, and we have touched with our hands, it's true.
说写到第五章末了，说他好像在说一个结论。
And so in chapter 5, First John, he seems to have a conclusion.
他说神的儿子已经来到，他将智慧赐给我们，使我们可认识那真实的。 神的儿子来到，将智慧赐给我们。
So the Son of God has come down and gave his His wisdom to us, that we may understand Him.
认识这个真实的,
that we may know what is true.
我们也在这个真实的里面,
and that we are also in this truth.
就是他儿子主耶稣基督的里面, 他是真神, 也是永生,
right. And so we are in His Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal.
所以主耶稣他不仅是神的儿子, 他是那个真实的, 他实实在在的,
so not only is Jesus the Son of God, He is also true.
是人可以认识的经历他的,
so people can come and know Him and experience Him.
而这个经历,这个认识不是在外面的, 是在个里面,
and it's not an outward knowing, but an inward.
所以使徒他也告诉我们,
so the apostle tells us,
他说, 因着主耶稣从死里复活,
because Jesus Christ died and was resurrected,
我们从今以后呢, 就不再凭外貌来认人了。
We no longer recognize people outwardly.
虽然曾经凭着外貌认过基督, 但如今不再凭外貌认他了。
At once you knew people outwardly, but no longer.
我们今天不像当初的那些门徒凭外貌来认识他。
And we see that the apostles didn't recognize him outwardly.
我们今天是在圣灵里面来认识他，来经历他。
But inwardly through the Holy Spirit.
但是很可惜,今天许多死了儿女,他们还在凭外貌认识主。
But unfortunately, many Christians today are still trying to understand the Lord.
他们常常在经历里面说到,他们看见主耶稣长得怎么样。
And they would say, we saw the Lord Jesus, and this is what He looked like.
好像他们看见很奇特的事情。
As if they were seeing something physical.
并且他们天天等待这样的事情常常发生。
And so they wait daily for something to happen.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的经历必须建立在这个神话语的真理的根基上。
Brothers and sisters, our experience must be rooted in the truth of God's word.
经历若不是在真理的根基上, 那恐怕是出于人的, 甚至是出于恶者的。
If it's not, if our experience isn't rooted in truth, it may be from the flesh or even worse, from the evil.
把人带于偏离主的道路上。
That would lead us astray from.
主耶稣说，那真正拜父的乃是在灵和真理的里面来拜他。
So he tells us that when we worship, we should worship in spirit and truth.
因为神是个灵。
Because the Lord is the Spirit.
人不能凭着外面物质的东西来敬拜神。
So we can't use outward things to worship the Lord.
不仅不能敬拜到神，也碰不到神。
Not only will this not reach the Lord, we won't be able to touch Him.
因为不是在真理的根基上来经历来认识神。
Because this isn't the foundation of truth upon which we experience and understand the Lord.
我们怎么能够经历他? 因为他是一个真实的。
How are we supposed to experience Him? Because He is true God.
一个虚幻的东西人可以想象, 但是你不能够真实的碰到他, 经历他。 一个真实的东西。
Only something that is true can we really experience and understand.
感谢主,我们的神,我们的主,他是实实在在的,他是真真实实的。
We truly thank the Lord that He is true, that He is real.
所以我们诗本,257首作诗的人在那里告诉我们,
so in our hymn book, hymn number 257, the hymn writer tells us,
这一首诗讲到说,主啊,耶稣,哦,主耶稣,当你在地的时候,
The hymn starts with, Oh Jesus Lord, when you were on earth.
我们知道当主耶稣在地上的时候,那些门徒们在若生里拥挤他,触摸他。
We know that when He was on earth, the disciples followed Him and
他们也听过他的声音,他们也看见过他的风采,但是他们对他认识,是知道,好像是知道,又是不知道。
And although they heard Him and listened to Him, and their understanding of Him seemed to be that they understood but didn't understand.
Because
there was a veil there before them.
阻挡在那里,
and it separated them.
他们不能完全认识他,
and they couldn't fully understand.
但是感谢神,
well, we thank the Lord that one day the Holy Spirit came down
and told us.
So we no longer recognize Him according
to the flesh. 所以在那第二节他说, 加倍实在在我心里。第六节。
So in verse 6 it says, The Spirit then revealing make thyself more real within my heart.
无耳可听, 无耳所听, 无目所见, 无所摸,
that ear not hear nor eye may see.
但是在这里没有耳朵可以听得见, 没有眼睛可以看得见, 也没有手可以摸触得到。
Even though there's nothing that an ear can hear, nor eye, nothing that I can see, or nothing that our hands can touch.
但是他是如此的实在。
But how very real he is.
这是说到什么？这是说到圣灵把他启示在我们里面的时候，我们对他就是何等的实在。
So what it tells us is that when the Holy Spirit reveals himself to us, he is made real in us.
不是在外面认识他了，是圣灵把他自己启示在我们里面。
It's not that we recognize him outwardly according to the flesh, but the Holy Spirit reveals him to us.
他是何等的真实，世上没有一件事情比他还要真实。
He is so real that there, in fact, is nothing more real in the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里使徒所告诉我们，这些经历都不是一个外面的，是在圣灵里面来经历、来认识这个生命到底有哪些的特性。
So, John, through his letters, tells us that none of these experiences are something that we experience physically in the flesh, but the Holy Spirit makes it real.
当人来经历、来认识他的时候，他头一个告诉我们，神是光。 这是他头一个特性所要让我们所知道的。So
the first thing he tells us is that the Lord is light.
不仅我们有神的生命可以与他交通。Not
only do we have the life of the Lord that we may communicate with.
我们必须在光明当中才能与他交通，因为神是光。But
we must fellowship with him in the light because the Lord is light.
人若在黑暗里面，就不能与神交通。
Man is in the darkness and he has no fellowship with the Lord.
我们感谢神，耶和华的福音一开头告诉我们说，他生命在我们里面就成为我们人的光。
He also tells us that if we have his life within us, then that life becomes our light.
因此我们里面的生命是一个光的生命，所以我们能与这个光的神来交通。
Because the life within us is one of light, then we can have this fellowship with the God of light.
我们有神的生命，这是我们与神交通的一个，有了这个条件可以与神交通。
So when we have fulfilled the condition that we are in the light, then we can
fellowship with the light.
But we must continue to live in the light to continue to have fellowship.
人若不行在光明当中，就不能与这个光明的神来交通。
If we're not in the light, then we cannot have fellowship with God.
为什么使徒告诉我们说，当来到神面前来经历认识他的时候，看见他是光？
So why does John, when he has experienced the Lord, tell us that the Lord is light?
因为底下所要告诉我们神许多的特性，都是在这个光的启示里面才能认识他。
Because all of these characteristics that follow are in the light. And that we'd have to be in the light to understand.
当人在光明当中与神交通的时候，神就继续把他自己的特性，把他这个生命更多启示在我们里面，让我们更多认识他。
So if we are in the light, then the Lord will have fellowship with the Lord, and through His fellowship, He will reveal more of His life and His character to us.
我们感谢从前我们都是在黑暗里面，我们是属黑暗的。
You know that before we were all in darkness, and we were all in darkness.
我们现在已经进到光明的国度，我们是属光明的。
And now we are in the light, we're in the kingdom of light, and we belong
to the light.
We must continue to remain and abide in the light.
So
we have fellowship with
the
light. So why does John tell us the first characteristic of this life is light? Because we have to continue to remain in this light to be able to continue to have fellowship and understand.
正如使徒保罗他讲到神的福音在罗马书里面告诉我们。
The Apostle Paul in the book of Romans tells us.
他说神的义正在福音上显明出来了。
That his righteousness is made known through the gospel.
今天人谈到神的福音的时候，头一个常常告诉人神是爱。
So when we share the gospel today, many times we begin with God is love.
不错，神的确是爱。
It's very true that God is love.
但是当福音显明出来的时候，告诉我们不是神，头一个不是神的爱，乃是神的义。
But when the gospel is when Paul shares the gospel, the first thing he brings out is not that God is love, but God is righteous. The first thing that the gospel tells us is that God is love. Even though this love is very good, we may not need it at that time, we might say.
因为许多人他觉得他生活过得不错，他不需要这种爱，他在地上也可以找到许多人的爱。
Someone may say, oh, this love may be very good, but I don't really need it because I have all these other things here on
earth.
But the gospel, the first thing that it tells us is that God
is righteous.
So why does it speak of God's righteousness? Because man
is righteous.
And that God must judge. So the gospel tells us that if we don't believe, then what this sin brings to us is death.
所以当福音在显明神公义的时候，人必须要相信。So
when they wrote the gospel and they displayed God's righteousness first, then we must.
因为人，我们若不相信神的救恩，不相信主耶稣基督，我们最终的结局是永远灭亡。Because
if we hear the gospel and we don't believe, then in the end we'll have suffer eternal.
我们若是能够想要逃避将来永远审判灭亡的话，我们必须要相信福音，要相信接受主耶稣基督作为我们的救主。
If we want to escape this eternal death, then we have to believe in the gospel that Jesus Christ is God.
当人头一个看见福音就是神公义的表明。
So the gospel is the representation of God's righteousness.
然后他就看见原来这是神的爱。
And then we understand that this is God's love.
因为神不愿人落到那永远灭亡里面，就是差他儿子来到地上，为我们成就这个永远救赎的工作。
Because God does not want us to all perish, then He sent His Son down to save us.
这就是福音，就是神爱的一个表明。
Then this is the display of God's love.
所以使徒在这里让我们看见头一个让我们来经历神的特性的时候，乃是神是光。
So likewise, when John talks about the characteristics of the life that we receive from the Lord, it is the first thing is that so after we recognize that this life is light, what is the second characteristic? It is a life without sin.
所以第二章一开头告诉我们说，他说我将这些话写给你们是要叫你们不要犯罪。
My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin.
让我们看见,
so we now know that this life is one that does not sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救以后，我们都发觉我们生命是不是改变了。
Brothers and sisters, after we're saved, do we experience that our lives have changed?
从前我们没信主之前，我们所行的都是在那得罪神，我们做许多不讨神喜欢的事情。
Before we were saved, we did many things that sin against the Lord.
但是当我们信主耶稣以后，我们觉得不一样了。我生活是有很大的改变了。And
after we become saved, we find that our lives are different.
我生命改变了。And
the way we live is
different. 为什么呢？因为我得到是一个不犯罪的生命。Because
the life that I received is one that does not sin.
所以有所告诉我们说，是耶稣住在我心，我的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。So
many hymns tell us that when we believe in the Lord and our lives have changed.
我们生活改变不是一个因着宗教的用耶稣。
That our lives have changed isn't some religious teaching.
我们之所以生活生命有改变呢，是因为我们得到是一个神的生命，是一个不犯罪的生命。
Our lives have changed because the life that we've received is one that is without sin.
所以使徒告诉我们说，凡从神生的必不犯罪。
So it says that those who or anyone who is born of God. This is a characteristic of the life. And through living out this life, we can demonstrate. So we have not received just a set of teachings. So many times we tell our gospel friends, we're not here to give you a set of teachings.
不是给你接受一些宗教的一个规范。
We're not giving you a set of religious rules to follow.
乃是在这里我们得到一个生命，基督做我们的生命。
But here we've received the life that Jesus Christ is our life.
是神生了我们，我们是神的儿女。
That God has born us again, and that we now belong
to Him.
And so the life that we received is one that does not sin, so our lives have changed.
弟兄姊妹,
isn't this our shared experience?
我们从前面得救之前,
that before we were saved, the life within us was one of sin.
所以犯罪是很自然的事情,
so that sinning was a very natural thing.
因为里面是一个犯罪的生命,
because the life that we had within us was one of sin.
但是现在我们之所以不再犯罪,
so today, we no longer sin.
因为里面是一个不犯罪的生命,
because the life that we have within us today is one that does not sin.
所以当主耶稣在地上常常在那里医治病人的时候,
so when the Lord Jesus was here and he was healing the ill,
主耶稣曾经医治那个瘫痪了38年的瘫子,
he healed a paralytic that was ill for 38 years.
他说你已经痊愈了,不要再犯罪了,
says, behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore.
他对那个患淫乱的女人同样说出这样的话,
and he said the same to the woman who was caught in adultery.
我不再定你的罪了,
I do not condemn you.
从今以后不要再犯罪了,
go, from now on, sin no more.
因为蒙恩得救了, 有一个新的生命不能再犯罪了, 也不再犯罪了,
because we received this new life, we no longer sin, and we should no longer.
从前我们是犯罪, 因为我们是在罪的权势底下,
before when we sinned, it was because we were underneath
一个罪的力,犯罪的力量里面,又不得我们自己,
but we used to sin because the sin was within us and it wasn't really of our own.
所以人犯罪是个自然的事情,
and so when we sinned, it was very natural.
我们从我们个人经历,从我们的小孩子身上看,从小我们就一直在犯罪,
from our own experience, from the lives of our children, we could see that from we were very young.
所以犯罪不需要学的,不需要教的,
that sin isn't something that we need to be taught or something that needs to be learned.
So so
we would have to prohibit people from doing things by telling them, you know, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't cheat.
但是你看我们还是这样犯罪,
but we see that we still very often commit
犯罪不需要教, 不需要学的就会了,
so sinning isn't something that needed to be taught or learned. We knew it naturally.
但是做好呢, 要教, 要学,
but doing good things we had to,
所以我们要告诉小孩说, 你要诚实, 你要好好听话, 做乖孩子, 做好学生,
so you have to tell your children, you have to behave, you have to, you know, listen to other people. You have to, you know, be a good student.
好是要教, 但是教不好, 也学不好.
Good must be taught, but it's hard to learn.
因为里面没有好的东西, 所以做不出来.
Because within us there was no good thing, so we couldn't live it out.
这是我们每一个人的经历，是不是?
Isn't this our every experience?
所以保罗他自己说, 我真是苦啊.
So Paul himself tells us, oh wretched man that I am.
我愿意为善的我却不去做, 我不愿意做恶的我却去做,
the good that I want to do I cannot do, but the evil that I do not want to do I do.
这是我们人生的痛苦,
this is a suffering,
这是我们人生的问题,
this is a problem in our lives.
我真是苦啊, 谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢?
Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
若是停在这里的话, 我看我们人是非常可怜没有指望的,
and if we end it here, we see that we are truly a wretched people and we have no hope.
但是保罗继续说, 感谢神,
but Paul continues to say,
靠着我主耶稣基督, 我就能够胜过这一切了,
that through Jesus Christ I can be victorious over these things.
相信主耶稣, 赢在主耶稣基督里面, 神不再定我们的罪, 这是消极的,
when we believe in the Lord and we abide in Him, He no longer condemns us.
积极的乃是神把那生命圣灵赐给我们释放了我们,
for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus set us free from the law of sin and death,
叫我们脱离罪和死的律,
to set us free from the law of sin and death.
这是救恩积极的一面,
This is one side of the gospel.
神不再定我们罪, 这是个消极的, 赦免我们罪, 这个消极的。
That the Lord no longer judges us for our sins or forgiven us of our sins is
积极的, 是叫我们不再犯罪了。
It's the negative side.
若是一个人 再继续犯罪, 我想这个赦罪也是很枉, 是没有多大价值的。
If our sins are forgiven and that person continues to sin, then that original forgiveness doesn't have much value.
就像一个罪犯, 法官宣判他说, 我赦你所有罪, 你可以出狱了。
Just like a convict, if the judge says, you have served your time, we're letting you free.
但是有一天他还是会被抓回来的。
And one day he'll be arrested again.
因为出去以后继续犯罪。
Once he's out, he still continues to sin.
这样释放他有什么意义呢?
What purpose is there in setting him free in the first
place? 最终还是要抓进来关。
In the end, he's still being arrested in
sentence. 感谢神,
we thank the Lord that in Jesus we are no longer condemned.
神把那生命的灵释放的灵赐给我们，把我们从那个罪的权势里面释放出来了。
He's given us the spirit of life and has set us free from the law of sin and death.
既然我们从今以后就可以不再犯罪了。
So that from that point forward, we no longer have to sin.
从前我们是属暗昧的, 但是我们现在在主里是属光明的。
Previously, we belonged to the darkness, but now we belong to the light.
我们成为光明的儿女。
We are children of light.
光明的儿女所结果之就是什么? 一切良善公义诚实。
So the fruits of light are all righteousness and goodness.
因为我们所得到是一个不犯罪的生命。
Because what we received is a life that does not sin.
但是底下却告诉我们,
but continuing on, it tells us,
若有人犯罪,
if someone sins,
前面说叫你们不犯罪, 底下说, 若你们犯罪,
beginning, it starts with, we do not sin, but
若有人犯罪,
if someone sins,
是不是有矛盾呢?
Is there a problem here?
的确, 基督徒还是会犯罪的。
It is true that Christians may still sin.
Even
though we have received this life that
is not sin,
is the holy life.
We already
have this condition that we no longer have to sin. But today we still understand that the life of sin is still within us. The life of the old Adam is still within us.
And
we're still subject to the impulses of this old life. So we see that we may still continue to sin. So it's true that Christians may still sin.
若是我们不住在光明当中, 不住在主耳里面, 自然而然没有从, 回到从前那种光景了。
If we do not continue to live in the life, we will return to a life that we had
previously.
And that today the enemy continues to entice us into sin. And he continues to tempt us, to cause us to
suffer.
And within us he wants us to go and love the world. To pull us away from the Lord. So the apostle tells us that we have to be alert. Because if we're not alert, we'll fall back into the hands of the enemy. Paul tells us, don't fall asleep, be alert.
我们若是落到黑暗里面，就回到从前的那没有得救前的光景。
Or else you'll fall into the darkness. If you fall into the darkness, then you will live your life like you did.
我们所行的和从没有信主之前是完全一样的。
And the way we live would be exactly the same as before we were saved.
因为我们没有住在主的里面，没有活在这光明的当中。
Because we do not live in the light.
所以我们看见今天许多基督徒，他得救以后跟从前完全没有什么改变，没有两样。
And so sometimes we see these Christians that after they're saved, their life is the same before.
我们不要以为他犯了罪，认为说啊，这个一定没有得救的。
We shouldn't say that because they sinned that they were clearly not
saved.
Maybe true that they have received this life that does not sin. But because they do not live according to that new life.
自然而然他活在那旧造生命里面，自然而然他所行所事跟世人一样。
So therefore, all that they do and all that they say is just like the rest of the world. He's just like what he was before he was saved, and there's So for instance, we shouldn't look around and say, oh, Christians are a step above the rest of the world. Many of us are exactly the same as the rest of the world. It's true that we have this difference. And that difference is that we have received this. So we have the condition that we may not have to sin. But if we don't live in this life, then we will still continue to sin. We may fall back into the darkness and live like we did before. So the apostle tells us, if someone sins,
那我们犯罪了怎么办呢?
After we sin, what do we do?
感谢主，他底下继续告诉我们说， 在父那里，我们有位中保耶稣基督。
It says that, give thanks to the Lord that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ.
是，我们会软弱失败，我们会犯罪跌倒。
It is true that we may have moments of weakness and fall.
但是在父那里有位中保，我们主耶稣基督。
But with the Father, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous.
这个中保在大别圣经里面，它是用那个一个词叫保护者，patron.
So in Darby, it says we have a patron.
而在那个美国新版本的里面，它是翻作一个辩护者，就是一个律师。
And in the New American Standard Version, it says advocate like a lawyer.
就是说，在罗马法庭，那些律师为那些囚犯的利益呢，在那辩护。
So in the Roman court system, they had someone to defend whoever was on trial.
感谢主，若有人犯罪，若是我们犯罪了怎么办呢？
If we fall into sin, what do we do?
因为当我们犯罪的时候呢。 常常人会不信的人会在那指控我们。When
we sin, those who don't believe would stand there and accuse us.
啊，你不是基督徒吗？你跟你所行的跟那些不信主的也是一样啊，有什么差别？They
would say, aren't you a Christian? What you're doing is exactly the same as those who don't believe.
若是基督徒是这样基督徒，那我也不想做基督徒了。If
that's what it means to be a Christian, then I don't want to be a Christian.
我们听到这些话的时候，我们就灰心。 啊，算了算了，不需要，不要再当基督徒了。我们受人的控告。When
we hear these things, we may feel discouraged and say, "You know what? Forget it. I mean, I don't really want to be a Christian."
良心有时候会控告我们，让我们里面就没有平安。And
our conscience may accuse us, and we will not have this peace within us.
仇敌更是会控告我们。And
the enemy even more will accuse us.
你是一个基督徒，那你怎么会犯罪呢？
Says you're a Christian, why would you still sin?
圣经不是讲说从神生了就必不犯罪吗？
Doesn't the Bible say that those who are born of God no longer sin?
可见你不是神所生的。
Maybe you aren't.
你不是神的儿女，所以自然而然就会犯罪。
You aren't a child of God, that's why you're sinning.
这些控告会让里面信心就动摇，里面就有了疑惑。
These kinds of accusations may shake our faith and we would be uneasy within us.
我们就怀疑说，我真的是得救了吗？
And we may doubt and say, am I really saved?
我若是得救，我怎么会犯罪呢？
If I'm really saved, why am I?
神的话不是明明告诉我们说，从神生必不犯罪吗？
Doesn't the Bible tell us that those who are born of God won't sin?
我一定不是从神生的，我一定不是神的儿女。
I must not have been born again.
这些控告就打击我们的信心。
So these accusations would hurt our faith.
感谢神，在父那里有位中保。
We thank the Lord that with Him we have an advocate. And he is there depending.
为我们在主耶稣基督里面所有得到所有权利、所有福利、福分在为我们辩护。
And using all the fullness that he has with him to defend us.
他在父的面前为我们说美言。 为我们说美言，讲好听的话。
Oh, he said good things of us.
因为主耶稣曾经道成肉身来到地上。
Because the Lord himself became flesh and came down to earth.
他经历到人生许多的苦难。
He's experienced all of our difficulties.
他和我们一样，凡事都受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。
He is just like us. He was tempted in all that we are tempted, yet he did not sin.
因着他成为人，他生活在地上，所以他能体谅我们的愚蒙，体谅我们这些失明的人。
He can deal gently with the ignorant and misguided, and he himself is also beset with sin.
诗篇告诉我们说，他知道我们本体，知道我们不过是尘土，是那么微小，是那么软弱的一人。
Psalm tells us, for he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. That we are so weak. That he is capable of understanding us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows that we are not perfect.
还会失败，还会犯罪跌倒。
And that we may still fail sometimes and fall in sin.
更感谢神。
We give thanks even more
to him.
For he is the good and faithful great high priest.
And
that his salvation is always effective.
他血可以洗净我们一切罪,
his blood can wash away all of our sins.
并且这位大祭司现在常年活着,
and that this great high priest is now at the right hand of God and is always interceding for us. Because he is righteous.
义人的祷告是大有功效的。
Because the righteous person's prayer is filled with.
他的祷告父必垂听。
When he prays, the Father will listen.
因为他已经为我们献上这个挽回祭。
Because he's already offered himself up.
我们感谢神，我们可以，我们会犯罪。
We give thanks to the Lord that even though we may sin.
每当我们犯罪的时候，我们可以重新来到他面前。
Every time we stand, we may still come before him.
我们若认自己的罪，他是信实的，他必洗净我们一切罪。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will.
我们可以重新恢复与他的交通。
We may once again be restored into.
我们可以重新享受在基督里一切的丰富恩典。
And we can once again experience all of the fullness of the mercy and grace.
他不是单单为我们罪。
He isn't only there for our sins.
他也是为普天下的人罪。
But he offered up the sacrifice for all the world.
So
that everyone, as long as they're willing to receive this, they can receive it as well. All they have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus. He has already become this propitiation for us. So that today, no matter if our condition is good or bad,
特别在我们失败、软弱、灰心丧胆的时候，更需要主耶稣基督的扶持。
Especially when we fail and sin and fall, that we may need the Lord Jesus.
更需要来到他面前，看见原来挽回祭已经成全了。
We need to return to Him and see that the propitiation is already been sacrificed.
现在没有人可以控告我们。
And then at that point, no one can accuse us.
因为主耶稣已经为我们死了。
Because the Lord Jesus has already died for us.
没有人可以再定我们罪, 我们已经被神称义了。
No one can condemn us because the Lord Jesus has already justified us.
感谢神。
Give thanks to the Lord.
这是在基督里面我们的福分。
This is the portion that we have in the Lord Jesus.
有位中保在父那里。
Because we have an advocate with the Lord.
底下我们继续看见, 这个生命还有个特性来, 是一个所神诫命的生命。
The next characteristic of the life is that there is a commandment.
弟兄姊妹，当我们想到所神诫命的时候，我们感觉反应是会怎么样？
When we see that the Lord has commandments for us, what is our reaction?
神的诫命、神的话、神的命令实在太高太理想了。
We may often feel that His commandments are too high or too difficult.
好是好，但是我们实在做不到。
It may be good, but we really can't live up to them.
所以这个英文圣经我觉得翻得非常好。那个他说，他诫命不是难守的。
And it says that his commandments aren't burdensome.
这个难所那个字，大比是翻成我英文是不太拼得不准确，那个grievous，
In the Darwin translation,
这个意思是什么呢? 就是难以忍受的。
It means difficult to bear.
难以忍受，就是很难忍耐。
Yeah, it's very difficult to withstand.
那 NASB 新美国版本的翻作一个 burdensome 就是艰难的，一个累赘的，一个重担的。
Yeah, the NASB translation says they're not burdensome, so they're not like a weight upon us.
这两个字刚好说明我们今天常对神的诫命、神的话有这样的感觉反应。
These two words talk about our reaction to when we hear that the Lord has commandments.
神的话真是很难叫人忍受，真受不了啊。That
His commandments are really grievous, like we can't endure.
这些话怎么守得住呢？
How can we swallow these words?
标准那么高，谁受得了？
The goal is so high, how can we ever reach it?
这些话那么艰难。 成为我们累赘，成为我们重担。
These words are so heavy, they're weighing down.
神把那些我们做不到的事情加在我们身上，成为我们的压力，成为重担。
These things that God wants us to do, He just lays them on us. They're like a pressure.
这是我们的感觉，是不是？
Is this how we feel?
但是使徒告诉我们说，他的诫命不是难守的，他的诫命不是难以忍受的，他的诫命不是一个重担。
So the apostle tells us that his commandments aren't burdensome; they aren't hard to endure.
不错，神的诫命没有人可以达到，没有人可以守。It's
true that even though his commandments cannot be obtained by anyone.
我们曾经讲过登山宝训，说到主耶稣在那讲了许多好像非常伦理道德非常高的一些话语。We
know that in the Sermon on the Mount, that Jesus said several things that seemed so high and out of reach.
所以还要告诉我们说，你们要完全像天父完全一样。
At the end, he says, "You must be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect."
当我们听见这句话的时候，这话谁能听呢？
When we hear these words, we say, "Who can receive these words?"
正如主耶稣当日对门徒说，我的肉可以吃的，我的血是可以喝的。
And that when the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "My flesh is to be eaten, my blood you can drink."
这话谁能听呢？ 他们就离开，不再跟从主了。
When they heard these words, they said, "Who can receive these words?" And they stopped following.
谁能够做到呢？
Who can do these things?
谁能够像天父完全一样呢？
Who is perfect?
没有一个人像天父完全一样。是的。It's
true, no one can be perfect.
因为人不能达到神这样的要求。
Because man can't live up to God's standard.
但是为什么主说这样的话呢？
But why does Lord Jesus say these words then?
因为在登山宝训里一再告诉我们说，天父，你们的天父，你们的天父。
Remember that in the Sermon on the Mount, he keeps repeating the Heavenly Father, the Heavenly Father.
表明我们有天父生命的人。
Because he's talking to those who have the life of the Heavenly Father.
所以我们可以像他。
If we have his life, then we can be like him.
就像我们今天谁，哪些孩子，谁能够像他父母呢？只有他所生的孩子才能像他，是不是？
So today, who can be like the parents? It must be their children, right?
并且当小孩子生出来的时候，是有点像父母。
When the children are born, they are a little bit like their parents.
但是慢慢长大以后，像的更多。
But as they grow up, they become more and more similar.
到老的时候呢，真是很像。
And when they're old, truly, they're almost the same.
真的，你去注意到，我有时候看一些，不要说别人了。
So,
我姊妹，我认识她的时候，我头一次看到她爸爸，我吓一跳。
I'm not going to talk about anyone. My sister, when I met her father, I was frightened, scared.
一个 mouse 印出来了，一个 mouse 印出来了，一个
mouse. Oh, yeah, because they looked like they were from the same mold.
她慢慢老以后，我看更像爸爸。
And as she gets older, I see that she looks more and more like her father.
我这次回去看到她妹妹，慢慢年纪都大了。
When I last went back to Taiwan, I saw her younger sister.
越像她妈妈。
And she looks more and more like her mother.
我说怎么那么像啊？
So I think, wow, they look. I feel that when she gets old, 70 or 80, then she'll look just like her mother. So that your own children are the only ones that would be similar to you.
So why does
the Lord Jesus say, you must be perfect like your Heavenly Father is perfect? Because we have His life within us. But in our opinion, these words are still so difficult. And they're a burden upon us.
耶稣曾经对他们说, 有钱财的人进神的国是, 何等的难啊?
Lord Jesus said, truly it's difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
他说,
for it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
我们知道那个针孔非常小,
you know that the eye of a needle is so small.
所以是说那个骆驼,我们知道骆驼头那个背是那个这样凸起来的,
we know that a camel, their back has a hump.
这样子怎么穿到那个针孔里面呢?
How would a camel fit through the eye of a needle?
平平的背要穿孔还有可能,
if they had a smooth flat back, they might be able to go through.
但是两个高高的那个背上, 你说怎么去穿呢?
He had two humps on their back. How would a camel go through the eye?
他说这样的骆驼,他穿过针的眼, 要比财主进天国还要容易。
So it says that it is easier for this camel with two humps to go through an eye of a needle.
完全不可能了。 So
it is to imply that that it is impossible for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以门徒们有听见了就说, 那谁能够进天国呢?
So when the disciples heard it, they said, then who can enter?
若是这样的话,
if it's that hard, then no one can enter into heaven.
耶稣马上回答说,
the Lord Jesus immediately replied,
再人不能再神凡事都能。
The things that are impossible with people are possible with God.
不错,好像财主他进天国比骆驼穿过针的眼还不容易,还不可能。
It's true, it seems that it's more difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven than it is for a
camel. 再人不能,但是再神是能的。
But with whatever is impossible with people, it is possible with God.
神可以叫个财主进天国。
God can have a rich person enter into the kingdom of heaven.
人绝不可能的事情,神教他能发生。
A thing that man considers impossible, God can make happen.
我们看今天在神的国里面有许多弟兄们,姊妹,他们是一个财主啊。
So we see that today there are many brothers and sisters who are wealthy.
并且他们的钱财在神国里面更成为他们服事的非常好的一个东西。
And even more so that their wealth is part of their service to the Lord.
不错,
it is true that no one can live up to God's standard.
Because
it's not something that man's life can achieve.
这个诫命呢,
and these commandments are only something that people with God's life.
是用这个生命来锁神的诫命。
And it is through His life that these
我们看这个生命曾经来到地上。
And so we see that this life came down to earth.
所以说当生活在地上的时候,
And when the Lord Jesus lived here on
earth, 他凡事在那里遵守神的旨意。
He was faithful to the will of God.
为什么他能够守神的旨意呢?
So how can he accomplish God's will?
因为他谦卑自己, 他倒空他自己。
Because he humbled himself, he pulled himself out. He was willing to put himself underneath the Lord's
command.
So very naturally he could accomplish
God's command.
So he lived out this life of faith to the Lord's command.
So 一个人怎么样才能守神的诫命呢?
So how can anyone fulfill God's commandments?
我们要学习放下我们自己, 谦卑自己,
we must learn to humble ourselves,
and 我们要倒空自己,
to empty ourselves.
所以主耶稣说, 你们要, 学我，你们要柔和谦卑，学我的样式。
So, Lord Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
你们要负我的轭，我的轭是容易的，我担子是轻省的。
For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
神没有把过重的重担加给我们。
The Lord didn't put upon us this exceedingly heavy weight.
叫我们忍受不了，叫我们成为个累赘。
That we would be unable to bear it.
甚至我们不会叫一个五岁小孩子到夏天的时候到帮我们去割草。
We don't ask a five-year-old to mow the lawn in the summer.
到十几岁听乐曲的时候，我们才会叫他去帮我们割草，是不是？
Well, when they're in their teens, that's when we ask them to help us mow the lawn, right?
但是都是一个十几岁的人，他不愿意去割草呢，因为他不愿意听父母的话，他不愿意顺服父母的话。
And when a teenager refuses, it's because they are not obedient.
不是他没有能力，而是他不肯。
It's not that they have no ability; it's that they don't want to.
当然，每一个人生命程度不一样，所神诫命的程度也不一样。Likewise,
everyone that receives the Lord's life, they're at a different level.
所以后面就讲到有小子、有少年人、有妇人。So
John continues to talk about children, young men, and then.
但是一个正常基督，随着他信主年日的增加，他属于生命也应该是成长的。But
for a typical a normal Christian, that when as they continue to live the life, then their life should grow.
他所神诫命的度量应该是越来越大的。
And the recognition of the Lord should continue to grow as well.
他能够所神的诫命那个心愿应该是越来越大的。 啊，所神诫命那个measure的度量。
The measure of the life within them should continue to grow as well.
但是，若是我们有那个度量，有那个分量，我们不愿意守的话，那是我们不顺服。If
we have the correct measure, but we refuse to follow His commandments, then because the commandments of the Lord are not burdens.
只要人愿意常常住在他里面。
As long as someone is willing to continue to live in the Lord, to abide in Him.
常常住在这个光的里面,
to continue to live in the light.
慢慢我就进到原来在我们里面有个生命是这样一个顺服的生命。
And we'll find that the life that we live is the life of faith too.
这个生命是可以守神诫命的。
And that life is how we will be able to meet the Lord.
因为神的话告诉我们说他的诫命不是难守的。
Because His commandments are not burdensome.
往底下还有一些，我想时间已经到，我想就不需要，就停在这里。我想，也许下次有机会的时候再交通。There
are still some more, but since the time is already ended, we feel that we will stop here.
所以我们看见，当我们蒙恩得救，我们得到这个生命以后，So
we see that when we're saved and we receive this new life,
我们可以开始来经历，来认识这个生命有什么特性。We
can begin to experience and understand the characteristics of his life.
因为他是真实的,
because he is true.
他是可以经历的,
he can be experienced.
借这样经历我们更多认识他的时候我们就愿意更多爱慕他。
And because of this experience, we begin to understand him and know him more and love him more.
我们就更多宝贵我们所得到生命是何等的真实。
And we'll begin to see the reality of our experience as more and more precious.
我讲到这里。
This concludes my sharing. What a brother conclude in a word of prayer.